Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley. This Mass is being offered for the living and deceased members of the Outreach Mass community.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned, in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my thoughts, through my thoughts, through my most grievous thoughts, therefore I ask that Mary, ever virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servants, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. There is no God besides you, who have the care of all, that you need show you have not unjustly condemned. For your might is the source of justice. Your mastery over all things make you lenient to all. For you show your might when the perfection of your power is disbelieved. And in those who know you, you rebuke temerity. But though you are master of might, you judge with clemency, and with much lenience you govern us. For power, whenever you will, attends you. And you taught your people by these deeds that those who are just must be kind. And you gave your children good ground for hope that you would permit repentance for their sins. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. The word of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened.' All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophets, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has laid hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then, dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.' He said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where they will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear.'" The Gospel of the Lord. There was a priest who, when he was in high school, wrestled for the best team in the state of Michigan. And like many of his teammates, he was wrestling in the state finals at the end of the season. When it came down to the last match, he lost. And as he walked off the mat, his coach pointed out to him all the things he did wrong. And then with his head down, he walked towards the stands. The first person to come down to meet him was his dad, who came alongside of him, placed his arm around his shoulders, and said, "You'll get him next time, son." This priest shared this story about this wrestling match to make this simple point. God's not a coach. He's a father. That coach had a mentality a lot like the servants in the first parable that Jesus gives today in the gospel. They see what's wrong with their master's fields. That all these weeds are growing up alongside the wheat. And they point out to him all the imperfection that they see. And then they tell the master they want to fix it then and there by uprooting the weeds. But when the owner of the field hears this, he says, "Wait." The servants are worried and anxious about the situation. the Master is serene and patient. He knows that taking action right away would only hurt the wheat that he had planted. In fact, he's well aware how the weeds got there in the first place. He himself says, an enemy has done this. He knows the enemy's tactic, that he's baiting him to overreact and therefore damage his own crops. But rather than falling into this trap of pulling up the weeds along with the wheat, he allows them to grow together until harvest time. He has patience. And each of our readings today reveals to us the patience of God. And how is God so patient? Just as that priest pointed out in that story about his wrestling match, God is a father. That's why Jesus ends his explanation of the parable by saying, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their father. I once saw a definition of fatherhood as non-anxious leadership. And as the perfect father, God is never anxious. And one reason God is never anxious is because he has no rival. Jesus identifies the enemy in the parable as the devil. But that doesn't mean that they are equals. Notice that there's only one field, which Jesus identifies as the world. The enemy doesn't even have his own field to grow his weeds in. All he can do is try to ruin what is under God's domain. Our first reading today began with the words, "There is no God besides you." The devil is a creature, not the creator. God has no rival. And therefore, he's never anxious. Jesus identifies himself as the owner of the field who allows the weeds to grow alongside the wheat. And in doing so, he reveals the patience of God the Father. But what about us? Well, Jesus identifies the children of the kingdom as the good seed. That's us. I'll have the privilege tomorrow to baptize a baby girl and a little boy. And baptism is the sacrament that ushers us into the kingdom of God. Those two children will become tomorrow a daughter and a son of God. They will become the good seed that Jesus is talking about. And you are good seed. It's just good to sit with that statement for a moment. You are good. It's been said that God doesn't make junk. God is a craftsman. He made you, and you are very good. And what's the role of the good seed in the parable? It's not to uproot the weeds that are growing next to it. It's not to pull up the wheat next to it to try to make it grow faster. But the role of the good seed is simply to receive nourishment and grow. And then, once grown, to produce fruits. Oftentimes, we act more like the servants rather than the seeds. When we see weeds, we want to eradicate them. But whether it's imperfection in others, kind of like that wrestling coach, or imperfections in ourselves. And if we're honest, the things that annoy us about others oftentimes are the same things that we struggle with ourselves. So whether it's the weeds that we see in others and ourselves or in the church or in the world, we can be tempted to pull them up like those servants were. But there's a couple of things we can learn from the servants in the parable too. For rather than immediately taking action and pulling up the weeds, they told their master first. So when we see weeds in our lives, do we try to fix it ourselves or do we bring it to Jesus? When we see weeds in others or in the world, do we gossip about it with others or do we tell God about it in prayer? And second, those servants, when the master told them no, they listened to his request. They trusted in God's timing and not their own. And because it's in delaying his justice that God shows his mercy. As we sang in that psalm, Lord, you are good and forgiving. To trust in God's timing. Just in a few moments, the bread will be taken, bread will be brought forward to the altar. And those grains of wheat, which make up the host, will be transformed into the body of Christ. And if Jesus can change wheat into his body, surely he can change weeds into wheat. In his mercy, God gives us time to repent. And his Holy Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, as we heard from St. Paul today. And his Holy Spirit has power to bring about transformation in our lives. So as good seed planted in the Lord's fields, may we leave the weeding to him and allow his grace to transform us, that we may bear fruit for the kingdom of our Heavenly Father. We now stand together and profess our faith. I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten not made, consubstantial of the Father, through him all things created.
With confidence and trust, let us bring our prayers and petitions before our merciful Father.
For church leaders, may the Holy Spirit continue to inspire them and keep them faithful to Christ and his gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For policymakers, may the Spirit of wisdom guide their decision-making. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are persecuted for their faith in Christ, may the Lord uphold and strengthen them through the prayers and support of their Christian brothers and sisters. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all gathered here, may God fill us with his love and make us a welcoming community. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those carrying the burden of illness or injury, that the Spirit may come to their aid and grant them healing, especially Richard Colombo, Jane Price, our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the faithful departed, may they receive the reward of a life well spent and come to share in the fullness of Christ's glory, especially Helen Fortino, Barbara Schaefer, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of mercy, hear and answer our prayers, which we make through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And all
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants, and make it holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right to give you thanks, truly just to give you glory, Father, most holy, for you are the one God, living and true, existing before all ages and abiding for all eternity, dwelling in unapproachable light. Yet you, who alone are good, the source of life, have made all that is, so that you might fill your creatures with blessings and bring joy to many of them by the glory of your light. And so in your presence are countless hosts of angels who serve you day and night, and gazing upon the glory of your face, glorify you without ceasing. With them we too confess your name in exaltation, giving voice to every creature under heaven as we acclaim. We give you praise, Father most holy, for you are great and you have fashioned all your works in wisdom and in love. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole world to his care, so that in serving you alone, the Creator, he might have dominion over all creatures. And when through disobedience he had lost your friendship, you did not abandon him to the domain of death, for you came in mercy to the aid of all, so that those who seek might find you. Time and again you offered them covenants, and through the prophets taught them to look forward to salvation. And you so loved the world, Father most holy, that in the fullness of time you sent your only begotten Son to be our Savior, made incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He shared our human nature in all things but sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, and to the sorrowful of heart joy. To accomplish your plan, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life, that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again for us. He sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as the first fruits for those who believe, so that bringing to perfection his work in the world, he might sanctify creation to the full. Therefore, O Lord, we pray, may this same Holy Spirit graciously sanctify these offerings, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the celebration of this great mystery, which he himself left us as an eternal covenant. For when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father most holy, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And while they were at supper, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, we remember Christ's death and his ascent to the realm of the dead. We proclaim his resurrection and his ascension to your right hand. As we await his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, a sacrifice acceptable to you, which brings salvation to the whole world. Look, O Lord, upon the sacrifice which you yourself have provided for your church, and grant in your loving kindness to all who partake of this one bread and one chalice, that gathered into one body by the Holy Spirit, they may truly become a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your glory. Therefore, Lord, remember now all for whom we offer this sacrifice, especially your servant, Leo, our Pope, Earl, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, all the clergy, those who take part in this offering, those gathered here before you, your entire people, and all who seek you with a sincere heart. Remember also those who have died in the peace of your Christ and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, that we may enter into a heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with your apostles and saints in your kingdom, and there with the whole of creation, freed from the corruption of sin and death, may we glorify you through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive
deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in our first communion hymn, number 783, Unless a Grain of Wheat, number 783.
Grain of wheat shall fall upon the ground.
Number 939, Behold the Lamb. Number 939.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. May the God of all consolation order your days in his peace and grant you the gifts of his blessing.
Amen.
May he free you always from every distress and confirm your hearts in his love.
Amen.
So that on this life's journey you may be effective in good works, rich in the gifts of hope, faith, and charity, and may come happily to eternal life. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Let us go forth singing number 616, Praise to the Lord the Almighty, number 616.
Greetings, I'm Father Carl Pong. Thank you for joining us for the Outreach Mass. The Outreach Mass is a ministry of the Diocese of Lansing and supported by viewers like yourself. Your support comes to us through your prayers and through your financial gifts. Your generosity allows us to reach thousands of people every week. If you wish to make a donation to support this ministry, you may send it to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your prayers. May God bless.